So you're having a great conversation about prioritizing the client's goal. Now we're going to take it and pressure test each of those priorities to make sure we're truly finding the motivators so we're only acting on what they want. So we use a tool called the Goal Detail Worksheet. And really behind it all is a simple acronym called GEISER. Now we've talked about G as in GEISER as in goals, but now we have four parts of this acronym that are really important to pressure testing the goals. Spelling out GEISER, the second letter is I, it's about importance. Why is that goal important to them? That above the horizon discussion around vision, values, and goals, what's driving it? The S is supporting resources. Now, we're not trying to get a list of every single one of their accounts and everything. We want to try to find out at a cognitive level, what are the resources they think they have that are going to help accomplish that? And then going to O, obstacles. What's going to prevent it? Is it going to be their time? Is it going to be their energy? Is it determining the cost of what it entails? What are those true obstacles that are going to prevent them from accomplishing it? And then R is readiness. We use a simple scale from 1 to 5, 1 being ready and 5 not being ready. So this acronym is something that you should be able to carry with you every day. That if you don't have the detailed worksheet, you can remember the acronym and write it down on a yellow pad or just off the top of your head. So walking through this process of using that goal detail worksheet is the first step is to affirm the goal. We talked about prioritizing them, but we want the client to hear it from us. If the client wants to retire at 62, we're going to be very precise and affirm that goal back to them and write it down. We want them to hear us say it, so that if they alter it to say, well, 62 to 65, that can be a big difference. I want to sell my business in 1 year or 3 years. We want to have that precision or the range of it, so we document that. And then now we pressure test it. Sometimes we can call it interrogation, but we really want to drive deep. We don't want to gloss over any of this. So we're going to ask them why it's important. Why do you want to get out of that business at a certain period of time? And we don't want to hear very important. They may share that. We want to be assertive, drive deep, and really find that motivating driver behind them. And then we're going to talk about supporting resources. And when we talk about supporting resources, we really want to talk about their time, their wealth, their energy. What can they put towards it? And if they know specific resources, we want to write that down. So then when we do an assessment and do an illustration, we can connect to it and see, hey, their thoughts on this goal is much different or dead on from what we've received from doing a financial plan or an illustration or looking at legal documents. And then getting into obstacles, we really want to find what's going to prevent this. What obstacle do we need to get over? It could be their time, it could be anything, but we want to document it and hear it so that we are prepared for it. And then getting back to that readiness factor, the 1 and the 5. You may say, look at it and say, what does this all mean? We want to get everything to a 1, that they're ready to take action. And as you do this process, don't be surprised if a client says 4 or 5. That means that, hey, we've done a process, we prioritized it, we pressure tested, they're saying, maybe we need to do this education trust because our kids are young next year. So the process of turning something into not being ready is a great success that we're not wasting time, their time or our time, on certain goals that they're not ready to take action. And anywhere they're in between 2, 3, and 4, it gives us one more opportunity to ask the question, what do we need to do in your behalf to get you ready to accomplish this goal?